My name is Cole Hinnon, and I am interviewing my dad. So, Dad, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Oh, okay. Well, I grew up primarily in two places. One was a home in Brockton, Massachusetts, and then for the probably slightly longer period, a home in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts. And what was the rest of the question?
And what your childhood was like.
Oh, my childhood was very nice. My family was a very loving family and very supportive. And I had a lot of friends. So my childhood was very nice.
So what did you do during the summer and like when you were off from school?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there were a couple of things. One thing was once I was old enough, I think about 11 years old, I had to do a paper route every day of the week except Sunday. So even during the summer, I would have to be around to do that paper route. And when I was a little bit older, once again, 12 or 13 years old, we raced motorcycles, and we would spend a lot of time during the summer either practicing on the bikes or maintaining the bikes and that sort of thing. Otherwise, I filled my time also with going out in the woods a lot. I really like to go out and catch turtles and other sorts of animals, and we had a lot of woods and ponds and swamps around where I lived.
Nice. So can you share some of your earliest childhood memories?
Some of my earliest childhood memories, yes. So some of the... My earliest childhood memories was of a home in Brockton that we lived in for only about 7 or 8 months, because we lived there because my father was selling a house and he was building a new house. So we lived in an apartment building in Brockton, Mass, and so I was probably about a little over 3 years old to almost 4 years old, or actually to about 4.5, so 3.5 to 4.5 when I lived there. And oftentimes, and this was my case, I didn't really remember anything really before that, but I remembered that place and some of the friends that were there, and I remembered... and since I wasn't in school, I didn't have any memories of school, but of playing there and sleeping in the same room with my two brothers, because we had to it was only a two-bedroom apartment.
Nice. So can you tell me how you would like people to remember you?
How would you like people to remember me? I'd like them to remember me as a fun person who was fun to be around, and also remember me as a dependable, kind of hardworking person who, you know, just wanted to help my family out.
How did you find your way to your current job?
So I started out after college doing software development work, contract software development work, and I did that for many, many, many years. But once I had kids, I decided to take a full-time job, and I had a couple of full-time jobs. But eventually, I decided to go back to contracting. So I went out and found a new contract.
Nice. What was it like to vote for the first time?
Well, it felt important to vote for the first time because you can vote when you're 18 years of age. So it was kind of symbolic of coming of age. So I had that sort of feeling about it.
Who's been kindest to you and why?
Who's been kindest to me and why? I would say probably my parents have been the kindest to me, and have really tried their best to help me out through most of my life. So it's because they just kind of selflessly, did things for me to help me out.
When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
Growing up, what role? Well, my family were practicing Roman Catholics, and but most of my relation to religion was me coming to conclusion that religion, organized religion, was something that wasn't for me, and I eventually dropped it entirely.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Yes, a big influence on my life. Well, I suppose would probably have to be one of my teachers, probably. Maybe from high school, I had a teacher named Mrs. Murphy who was an incredible role model. And so she was very influential on my life and how I conducted my life.
Yep. Thank you for letting me interview.
Oh, okay. Well, my pleasure.